About 100 years ago, some of the modern-day diseases didn't even exist. This short video will show you the truth about improving your health, which big pharma companies don't want you to know. But they are not the only ones. There is one more big reason our generation is sick. Keep watching to discover who is the second big enemy of your health and how to eliminate it. I promise you will be amazed to discover that you probably have at least one little habit which destroys your health without even realizing it. And if you have just one, you're a lucky one. Most people have three daily habits that make them sick and tired. The good news is you can change that and transform your health by the end of this video. Hi, I'm Greg Donahoe, herbalist, a father, and a survival enthusiast, passionate about natural healing and living. I've dedicated my life to the mission of helping people improve their health naturally. But even though I started learning about medicinal herbs and plants as a kid, I wasn't always taking good care of my health. In this short video, I'll share with you the story of a disease that put me in bed for weeks, but also helped me find my true mission and the three most important lessons when it comes to our health. But let me share with you who will benefit from this presentation the most, so you know if the next 15 minutes of your time will be well invested. Keep watching this video if you have some autoimmune disorders. You have been taking pills with little to no effect. You are tired of the side effects of drugs. You can't afford or don't want to pay hundreds of dollars to Big Pharma anymore. You want to be prepared for a crisis, knowing how to heal yourself if you don't have access to drugs. And if you want to learn how to use the power of the medicinal plants that grow around us. I was blessed to be able to help thousands of people to heal themselves and their loved ones by sharing the information you are going to hear today. In most cases, it could be boiled down to just three lessons that will change your life forever and put you on the path to healing yourself. By the end of this video, you will discover Lesson 1, the three most important but usually neglected reasons to lose your good health. Lesson 2, the devil inside your medicine cabinet. The real reason why we spend more money on drugs. Lesson 3. The easiest way is start healing yourself without taking drugs in the next 30 days or less. Stay till the end to learn about a simple guide that will help you start using natural remedies to improve your health today. Lesson 1. The three most important but usually neglected reasons to lose your good health. I was 12 years old when my grandfather George started taking me in the woods with him to collect herbs. We were harvesting different plants and mushrooms and bringing them back home. My grandfather had different procedures for the plants. Some of them he used to dry under the sun and collect for the winter, while others were used for tinctures and salves right away. I loved spending the summers with my grandparents. My grandfather opened the doors of a whole new world, showing me medicinal plants' healing power. I felt like a little scientist helping him make remedies back in the day. He was using all these remedies to help other people heal. While my grandpa George and I were harvesting herbs in the woods, my grandma Dorothy cooked the most delicious meals at home. We used to come home tired but happy, and grandma rewarded us with a delicious meal made from real food every time. But as I grew up, life became busier, and I started spending most of my time in the city. I graduated college, then found a job, then got married, and had my own kids. Building a career and making more money to provide a good lifestyle for my family became a priority. My wife was busy building her career too. She didn't have time to cook at home, so the only one day in the week we could eat real food and spend time together as a family was Sunday. So the food we were eating wasn't the healthiest choice, but still, we were happy that somebody else had cooked it and we could easily buy it. On top of that, climbing the career ladder wasn't making my life easier. Yes, I was making more money, but my free time was disappearing, and the stress at work was constantly growing. One day I felt so sick that I couldn't get out of bed. I thought this would pass like the regular flu, but it didn't. My wife had to go to work, so I was alone at home with my kids taking care of me. I felt so helpless and weak. At one point, I thought this was the end. A few days passed before I went to the hospital with a high fever and chest pain. It turned out to be pneumonia, and doctors prescribed some strong antibiotics to deal with the infection. I took the first pill and felt so bad that I had to spend more than 8 hours in my bed because I couldn't move. It was the worst experience in my life. More than a week passed after this day. The drugs helped because I started feeling a little bit better, but I was still too weak to do simple things like walking more than 20 meters. Life changes when you get sick. Like it or not, sooner or later, you will face something similar. Everything you thought was important suddenly takes a back seat. Your priorities shift, but they shift toward where they should have always been. Ironically, our health seems more valuable only after we lose it. Without it, we have nothing. Imagine this. If you can heal from a crippling disease, would you spend everything you have on a life-saving treatment? I know I would. Everything else can be rebuilt. Nowadays, we spend so much time and energy trying to make more money, but we forget what's most important: taking good care of our health. I was fighting pneumonia for about a month, which gave me enough time to think and reconsider what was really valuable for me. It's only once we are in a hospital bed or sick at home when we realize that the one truly valuable thing we have is good health, but then it will be too late. Tomorrow your life might change completely. You don't know when your years will get stolen from you. So don't take your health for granted. Do not wait for it to deteriorate to take care of it. There are three big reasons people lose their good health and get sick. I call them the silent enemies. They don't scream when coming into your life. In fact, you are the one inviting and keeping them there. I had invited and kept all three of them into my life for years. That's why I ended up in a hospital bed. So the most important step in lesson one is to check if you have at least one of these daily habits and remove them from your life. You will be fascinated that even something so simple can bring a huge change to your health instantly. Daily habit number one. You eat unhealthy, processed food and rarely cook at home. I promised I'd reveal the second big enemy of your health after the pharmaceutical industry. It's the second biggest industry in the United States, the food industry. The food pyramid from the 60s, which demonized fats and made us believe that processed carbs are good food, is one of the big reasons why millions of people are overweight and sick today. And the extra weight is not just an appearance problem. The extra weight takes your energy away, makes you sick, and can even kill you. The biggest reason people have to deal with losing weight in the first place is that the food they eat is bad. It's made out of cheap processed carbs, without any nutritional value. Eating this food makes you sick. So if you feel now is the time to start taking good care of your health, begin with the food you eat. Pick foods that come from nature, start cooking at home, and avoid eating processed food. Even a little change like this will improve your health a lot. Daily habit number two, you let chronic stress control your life. Nowadays, stress became something many people are almost proud of. Millions of people go through burnout, suffering from anxiety and depression at the same time. They all go after big goals, do everything to make more money to afford to buy a bigger house, a faster car, or more expensive clothes, just to impress other people. The reality is those people would probably never have the time to spend that money on things that could really bring joy to their life. Instead, they keep working more, experiencing more stress to spend more money on things they don't need. Life is too short to spend your days like this. Life is too short to let stress take your precious moments away. Once you realize that stress is probably the worst silent killer, you have the power to remove it from your life, and it's not as hard as you may think it is. Daily habit number three, you are used to taking drugs daily. Do you remember the statistics at the beginning? For the past 4 years, we increased the money we spend on drugs by almost 30%. We are trained to believe that there is a pill for every pain. I'm not saying that you should stop taking drugs. In some cases, they are life-saving. What I'm saying is you should start improving your life by eating better food and removing stress as much as possible so you will not need drugs. You should also know that there are natural, healthy drug replacements without the side effects of drugs, and some of them probably grow in your backyard. But most importantly, these natural replacements, such as medicinal herbs, are absolutely harmless. We will talk about this in Lesson 3, so stay tuned. But before we get there, I must share with you something terrible that drugs do to your health. And you probably don't know about this side effect. This is the big reason why I almost got killed by pneumonia. Lesson 2. The devil inside your medicine cabinet. The real reason why we spend more money on drugs. Even though drugs helped me heal from the disease, I was still feeling tired and sick all the time. Something was wrong with me, and I had to know what. So I started my first significant medical research with the little energy I had. I knew that my immune system wasn't strong because of the disease, but something I discovered on this first day of research gave me the most painful wake-up call I've ever had. But this pain helped me transform my life and the life of thousands of other people. My way of life made my immune system so weak that it had let the disease almost kill me. I had spent years focusing on building a career and providing for my family, but the price I had paid was huge. The stress in my life was growing daily, the food I was eating wasn't healthy, and I was going to sleep with pills because my brain was too active. At the age of 40, I already had high blood pressure, and I was getting fat. I didn't even have time for my family, but that was about to change. I was still in bed, researching, when a memory brought me back to my grandparents' home in the summer. I saw myself walking after my grandpa George, collecting herbs in the woods. Then we sat at my grandma's barbera table to enjoy the most delicious lunch in the world. I remembered the feeling of being full of energy, healthy, and happy. This memory made me realize I knew the secret to longevity and health. My grandparents gave me the best education on living a healthy life. The formula was simple: eat real food and invest in your health daily, using natural remedies. When my wife came home after work, I asked her to go and buy fresh fruits and veggies the next day. I craved my grandma's meals, made from real, nutritious products. My body was craving real food, still recovering from pneumonia. The next day felt like a celebration of life. Our house smelled like home, and we were impatient to taste the dinner. We gathered around the table, enjoyed our food, and most importantly, our time together. I continued researching, digging into my grandpa's medicinal herbs manuscripts. The more I was reading, the better I understood why I got sick and almost died. I started eating nutritious foods and taking vitamins every day. My wife and I made it a priority to prepare food and spend time together, and I also used some of my grandpa's old recipes to prepare tinctures. Long story short, about a month later, I started feeling more energetic and full of joy. A couple more months later, I managed to restore and improve my health naturally. At this moment, I made the most important decision in my life, to move back to the country and become a herbalist. I decided to help myself and my family first, and then start helping people by sharing the centuries-old knowledge my grandparents gave me. My research brought me to the best hidden secret that had ruined my health and is probably ruining yours, that the true enemy is in your medicine cabinet. You might not realize it, but the only thing that helped you recover when you got sick was your immune system. Many people mistakenly think that it's the drugs they take that heal them. Wrong, drugs help you, but it's your inner doctor who heals you. I'll give you an example that will terrify you. When someone has HIV, their immune system becomes so weak that every common cold is life-threatening. No matter how strong drugs they take, when the immune system becomes too weak, their faith is sealed. On the contrary, I'm sure you've heard of people who had 50% or even 20% chances to live, but they managed to survive. That's because their immune system healed them. Medicine is not mutt. The immune system of every person is different. That's also the reason we all get different chances, and one of the reasons we respond differently to the same medication. Sooner or later, you will depend on your immune system to heal you too. But just like I did years ago, you are probably hurting your inner doctor too, by making bad lifestyle choices. Whenever you take a pill or another synthetic medicine, you help your body in the short term. You treat your symptoms, and you feel better for a moment. But there is a huge price you pay each time, and it adds up. The more pills you take, the weaker your immune system becomes because it gets used to getting help from the outside. So it slowly stops working the way it is supposed to. The more pills you take, the weaker your inner doctor becomes. Training your immune system to work effectively is like training your muscles and your brain. If you don't use your muscles, they'll atrophy. If you don't use your brain, You will think slower over time. If you don't walk, your leg bones will lose calcium and become brittle. The same thing happens to your immune system. If your inner doctor is on pills, he is weak. And your body will slowly but surely decline. Your immune system is also in charge of clearing dead cells and repairing the damaged ones. If your inner doctor becomes lazy, your organs will deteriorate a lot faster. You will age prematurely on the inside. Even worse, a damaged cell can end up transforming into a cancerous cell. One of the reasons cancer was very rare 150 years ago is that back then, people had strong immune systems. There were no pills, so they had to have a strong immune system if they were to survive. That's also one of the reasons why autoimmune diseases were not common at all. Basically, when you have a disease like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, inflammatory bowel disease, psoriasis, multiple sclerosis, or any of the other over 100 autoimmune diseases, it's your inner doctor who is sick. But it's also your immune system that determines how long you will live. The better care you take for your inner doctor, the better your chances are to live a long life and enjoy an abundance of energy and good health. You will be full of energy and fit inside to do whatever you want, free to spend quality time with your family, work the homestead, and do your hobbies until your 90s, just like our grandparents who died with their boots on. Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip, who both passed away in their 90s, were famously using natural remedies for healing throughout their life. And even though none of us is a royal family member, we can still take care of our health just like royals do by using natural remedies. On the other hand, you've seen people in their 70s who find even walking to be difficult. That's the result of a life that made too much space for bad habits, weakening their immune system to the point it can no longer heal them. This is the true cost of eating unhealthy food, letting stress control your life, and taking not needed pills over long periods of time. Most of the time, taking one pill will go to taking a couple until you find yourself taking too many pills every day. But just as pills harm your inner doctor, there is something that heals it and makes it stronger, stronger than it has ever been, and you will find out about it in Lesson 3. The easiest way to start healing yourself without taking drugs in the next 30 days or less. After I was able to heal myself and help my immune system start working effectively again by eating good food, reducing stress, and using natural remedies from my grandpa's manuscripts, I started preparing tinctures for my friends and family. It wasn't long before they started sharing with their friends how my remedies helped them, and people I didn't know started contacting me. Besides the tinctures, I started sharing everything I knew about medicinal plants, a healthy way of life, and cooking tasty and healthy meals. Something incredible started happening around me. My bad experience turned into helping many people start changing their habits and transforming their life. But it wasn't me who was the reason for the change. It was each and every one of them who decided to take control over the most important thing in life, their health. Now I want you to think about all the good things that have happened in your life, especially the most important ones. My guess is they were all done by you. Whenever you took matters into your own hands, you did great things. Whenever you've become lazy, the exact opposite happens. As the old folks used to say, if you want something done right, do it yourself, no matter if it's raising a child, buying a house, or doing an important task at work when it really matters a great deal. You won't just leave it up to someone else and hope for the best. Then why would you do it any different when it comes to probably the most important thing in life, your health? If I hadn't taken care of my health and my life, I wouldn't probably have the chance to talk to you now. Ignorance is the worst disease. It kills and cripples thousands of people daily. Investigate for yourself. Believe, but doubt. Of course, your physician means well. But he or she doesn't have the same skin in the game as you do. Nobody does. Follow his or her advice, but explore other options too. Most of the time, the recommendation will heal your symptoms, but not the root cause. Anti-inflammatory medications don't treat the cause of inflammation. Painkillers don't treat the cause of the pain. Insulin doesn't treat the cause of diabetes. Statins don't treat the cause of cholesterol buildup in arteries. All these pills may have devastating side effects if taken over long periods of time, killing your own natural ability to treat the root cause. But there is something that can truly help your inner doctor. For me, it saved my life. I went from sick and stressed professional to energetic, passionate, and filled with joy herbalist and author who has the big blessing of helping people heal by sharing this transformational knowledge with the world. I managed to achieve all of this by taking the one most important decision to change my life. I started eating healthier food, spending more time with my family, doing things that bring joy every day I live, taking natural remedies for prevention and healing, taking the stress out of my life, and working in my homestead daily. But I hope today I'll show you something that will work for you. That's why right now, I want to invite you into my world of green remedies. I want to share with you the knowledge my grandfather George gave me and everything I've discovered about medicinal plants on the journey of healing myself naturally. Because while pills weaken or even fight the only one that can heal you, your immune system, some plants found in nature, and even some weeds growing in your backyard right now are making it stronger. Our ancestors used these plants long before we existed, but they lack something we know today. Thanks to modern science today, we know the mechanics behind every disease, and we also know which plants can help us fight the root cause of the problem. Our ancestors, for example, didn't know that the root cause of infection is tiny little creatures we now call bacteria or viruses. The power of healing we have today is fascinating. We can combine centuries-old knowledge with modern science to improve our health naturally without ever suffering the side effects of drugs. My recovery after pneumonia helped me discover my true life mission, to help people transform their habits and heal naturally. I was blessed to be able to help many, even people I didn't know. One day a friend of mine told me that it would be great if I could write a book and put this knowledge into one place so many people across the world could benefit from it. This idea my friend shared back then planted a seed in my head. I couldn't stop thinking about it, but the project seemed to be too big. Instead of writing a book, I started my blog in 2019, Greg's Homestead. Since then, it has been attracting thousands of readers. But the little book seed was growing in my mind while the inspiration hit one day when I was searching for information in my grandpa's manuscripts. All this time, the book was before my eyes. I made a collection of the most powerful medicinal plants, tinctures, teas, infusions, salves, extracts, syrups, and poultices that really work, and placed them in one book so that you can take advantage of the knowledge that saved my life. It's called the Book of Green Remedies. Here is just a glimpse of what you will find inside. With hundreds of medicinal plants that can improve your health differently, I wanted to find an easy way to discover the plant you need in just a few seconds. That's why inside the Book of Green Remedies, you will find not only an index with the plants, but with the diseases too. This way, you can search for the disease and easily find all the plants that will help you heal. I also included colorful photographs and full identification of each plant so you can easily recognize and identify them in the wild. At the end of the book, you will find an easy-to-use alphabetized appendix that will help you search and find plants even faster. Our digital book gives you one more advantage. You can click a button and discover the plant or the disease you need in just a second. Let's say you want to find all the medicinal plants you can use to heal wounds. Just press Ctrl plus F, type wounds in the text box, and you will find everything about wounds in the book in just a second. This is how easy it is to find everything you need inside the Book of Green Remedies. Healing plants are growing all around us, in your backyard, in the woods and fields, in the city park. All you need is to learn how to recognize the healing plants and start using them. After you learn the skill, walking in nature will be like shopping in an all-free supermarket. This common weed, for example, has powerful healing properties and has been used as nutritious food in the past. Stems, leaves, and seeds are all edible. Primitive humans used the seeds as a source of fat. A naturally mummified body of a man who lived in the 4th century BC known as Toland Man had lamb's quarter seeds in his stomach. Napoleon lived on bread made by turning the tiny black seeds into flour. The Blackfoot tribe used the seeds for food. Who could imagine such a common weed could have such a rich history? It can be used to heal colds and flu, soothe burns, treat decay and bad breath, relieve arthritis pain, and treat minor skin irritations, itching, rashes, and swelling. You will find all about it on pages 92 to 94 inside the Book of Green Remedies. This is one of the plants featured in the Book of Green Remedies. I believe you may recognize it because it grows in most American backyards, and many homeowners weed it out. However, most people don't know that thanks to its milky substance called lactrius, this weed is a natural painkiller, acting directly on the nervous system. Inside the Book of Green Remedies, you will find step-by-step instructions on how to turn this plant into a pain-killing extract and use it whenever you need to relieve pain. You will discover one neglected weed that has the power to heal wounds, relieve toothache, and reduce inflammation. This plant can also save your life if you get bitten by a snake in the wild. Purslane is another one of those underappreciated backyard weeds. Despite its reputation as a weed, it is a wonderful ground cover, vegetable, and medicinal plant. Rich in flavor and nutrients, purslane does not shrink as much as most greens when cooked. Therefore, a little patch can feed an entire family. Purslane can help with healing asthma and bronchial complaints. People who consume purslane as a vegetable or take purslane extract have better overall lung function. Purslane relieves shortness of breath by opening the bronchial passages, allowing more oxygen to reach the lungs. This common weed also helps with diabetes, fungal infections, and even cancer. I'm sure you have seen these beautiful, tiny flowers growing in the spring, but did you know you can eat them and use them as medicine? Wild violets are wonderful for aiding in the detoxification of the body. They boost the immune system while also stimulating the lymphatic system. They also assist the body in eliminating waste and poisons. Violets are soothing, moisturizing, and pain-relieving. They cleanse the blood and are suitable for both adults and children. Use the blossoms and leaves internally as a tea or tincture and topically for skin issues. You will find all about them on page 146. You probably have this beautiful flower in your garden, but did you know that it is a common ingredient in cold and flu remedies? Traditionally known for its immune system support, this flower can help prevent infections and clear up some of the symptoms of colds, flu, and other infections, and speed up recovery time. Inside the Book of Green Remedies, you will discover how to harvest the plant the right way and the exact recipe to prepare a tincture so you can protect yourself and your loved ones from flu and infections. I'm pretty sure you would recognize a marshmallow, but maybe you wouldn't recognize the marshmallow plant growing in your backyard. I will show you how to unlock its healing power so, whenever you have an infection caused by a virus like flu, herpes, or hepatitis A, B, or C, this remedy will slow down the virus's ability to reproduce and allow your body to fight back. Using potent natural remedies is especially important to support the immune system in fighting against viruses. If you get some sticky burrs attached to your clothing, you can be sure you've passed close to this plant. There is a better way to deal with this weed than throwing it away. Eat it. 200 years ago, Native Americans used it as a sweetener. You probably don't know that this usually annoying weed is a potent diuretic and improves blood circulation. I've seen people who feel dizzy and tired most of the time start having an abundance of energy in just about 3 weeks, thanks to this plant. Inside the Book of Green Remedies, you will also discover all the medicinal and edible trees in North America. We are used to thinking of trees as sources of tasty fruits, but their gifts go beyond the food. In this chapter, you will discover how to use different parts of the trees growing in North America for medicinal purposes. I call this the ultimate survival tree because you can use the sap as medicine, its flowers as sleeping pills, its leaves as food, and the inner bark as cartilage. People often use the bark inside for different burn types. Regular burn, sunburn, boil, or any other skin issues can be relieved with this tree. You can use the tea made of it or the poultice. Besides, it can also affect several other skin issues. Inflammation, itching, infection, and a few other skin issues can be treated through this tree. You must have seen this landscaping tree in the city. But did you know it has medicinal properties? The Native Americans used it for food because of its pod's honey-sweet flavor. According to a recent medical study at Michigan State University, the flowers of this tree strongly prevent the spread and growth of prostate, breast, colon, and lung tumors. Both the seeds and the seed pods of this tree are edible. The young seeds have a flavor similar to raw peas. You can roast the seeds and use them as a coffee substitute. You will find all this information and much more in the Book of Green Remedies. The Book of Green Remedies had a chapter dedicated to mushrooms, lichens, and water-living plants. This mushroom is a powerful adaptogen that helps reduce the effects of these stressors on the body and improves overall health. It also has antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and antiviral properties. I'm sure you've seen cattail, but did you know it helps reduce atherosclerosis risks, aids in controlling diabetes, improves digestion, and acts as an analgesic? The rhizomes of cattails are edible and nutritious. They are transformed into flour by scraping the starch from the fibers, drying, and pounding. If boiled and mashed, you can eat them like potatoes. You can use every part of the cattail for healing. Burns, boils, sores, cuts, insect bites, and bruises can all be treated with a starchy root poultice. In the final chapter of the Book of Green Remedies, you will find the common household remedies our grandparents used daily. I'm talking about the common folk remedies they used to bring down fever, cure a sore throat, banish the flu, and many more. They used only everyday household items you probably have in your kitchen right now. This common kitchen ingredient, for example, stops bleeding. Cayenne pepper is a potent styptic. It aids in blood clotting both internally and externally. Apply a thick layer of it directly to the cut for small cuts. Large wounds benefit from both external and internal use. Big Pharma spends millions of dollars trying to convince us we need the next pill. We don't. We already have free access to everything we need. All you have to do is learn how to use the plants that grow around you to stimulate your body's natural healing powers and improve your health. As I told you before, this is just a glimpse of what you will find inside the Book of Green Remedies. My grandfather's passion for natural cures and a lifetime of serving others are captured inside. But this is not just his knowledge. It's the wisdom people have been using for centuries to heal themselves using the gifts of Mother Nature. Now you have the chance to access the same knowledge and start using it to improve your health and your life and help